everyone. Welcome to the Screen Strong Families podcast, bringing you the best solutions for parents who are serious about eliminating screen problems in their home. This is Mandy Hammond, and we are so glad you're joining us today. If you're one of our regular listeners, welcome back. And if you're a new friend to Screen Strong, we are so glad that you found us. Today, we are going to talk about something very near and dear to my heart, and that is our Screen Strong Ambassador Certification Program. So I'm currently the ambassador liaison, and I'm going to be talking today with Olivia Kernikin. She is Screen Strong's IT manager, and her and I facilitate the ambassador program together. So thank you so much for joining me today, Olivia.
Thanks. I'm excited to talk about this.
Her and I are going to kind of tell you a little bit about our backgrounds and stuff so you can get to know us first. And then also just so you know kind of what the heart is behind our ambassador program and how you can get involved or even have an ambassador come and speak at your school or church or organization. So I'll start out, if that's okay, Olivia, I'll start out with my background.
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. So basically, and I've shared my story here and there throughout the podcast and if you know me at all, but just as a general, you know, outline of my story with Screen Strong. Basically, I found Screen Strong in early 2020. And I always say I'm a mom with a screen story. So at the time I had two teenagers and a fourth grader and was desperate because I just didn't feel like there were any answers out there for me. There were no good solutions that were working. The parental controls weren't working. You know, we didn't have bad kids, but I was just frustrated knowing in my gut that something was off and that I felt hopeless. Like there was nothing I could do about it. We gave our kids phones for their 14th birthday. How could we do anything different except just to put parental controls on them and check them every night and make sure nobody was messing up? And I was just at this really exhausted point as a parent. And that's when I met Melanie. And, you know, I would say the rest is history, but basically it changed the trajectory of our kids and our family from that point on. So it was early 2020, right around when the pandemic hit, that we decided to take the Screen Strong Challenge, which was just in the baby stages at that point. It was more of a exciting idea at the time. It wasn't anything official, but Melanie talked me through it. And she checked in with me every couple days and how's it going? And this is what you're going to expect today. And so I really feel fortunate to have had that one-on-one time with her back a few years ago because I needed that. I needed that support. There was no Screen Strong Families podcast at that time. There was no Screen Strong Families Facebook page or Connect group, or there was nobody out there yet really talking about this that I knew of. So my husband and I jumped in full force and took the challenge with our kids and started to see this amazing change come about. And it was a little hard at first, but after a few months in, oh my gosh, just to see our kids coming back to us, we switched to talk text phones. All in all, it was a wonderful change for our family. That really helped me know and believe that this message of Screen Strong and the solutions that Screen Strong offered worked. And so I was like sold. I mean, I was in it. I didn't care. You could not pay me and I would do this. And that's what I was doing for a good year, year and a half was, no, I want to volunteer. I want to put my time and effort into this. Everybody needs to know about how this can help their kids. And so that's kind of what happened. I started helping with social media and we got this little group called Screen Strong Families started on Facebook, which has now gotten very large. But at the time, you know, maybe 20, 30 people in there. And between Melanie and I and Olivia, the three of us were it. And I never even met Olivia face to face, but we became fast friends.
We were friends for a year before we met in person.
We were. Yeah. So online friendships can happen. Okay. As adults. When you're an adult and it's, you know, intentional, and it was a work relationship at first, but between, you know, getting social media graphics made and put up, and I mean, Olivia, I remember some of our first conversations, a couple things I created for Facebook and you being the one to be like, we're not going to really go in that direction. We're going to go in this. Remember, you'll be like, ooh, I hope Olivia likes me. No, we ended up meeting, I think spring of 2021. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to a couple conferences together and that's where we became fast friends in person. And so I always say she is like my right-hand person. I'm hers. I mean, we just kind of riff off of each other and we love this ambassador program now. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Let me go back and say, so after about a year of volunteering, I was asked to come on the Screen Strong team in early 2021. And that's when I started speaking and doing the type of things that I'm doing now. But also what was birthed in that time and we started dreaming about it was this whole ambassador program. And I remember Melanie dreaming about it in the early days, like, oh, we would just love to have. And I remember her even saying to me, maybe you could become an ambassador, but we didn't even have anything yet for that. So we kind of just dreamed it up. And so before we get into what the ambassador program is, though, I thought you all need to know a little bit more about Olivia because you know, I love Olivia and I'm always telling people, oh, Olivia's the best and she knows everything and she will solve all your technical needs. And, you know, I'm always just talking her up. But I think it'd be really cool if you knew a little bit about her and her background, just growing up and her background with ScreenStrong and all that. So Olivia, you take it away and then we will talk about the program.
Yep. My name is Olivia Kernikan and I have been with ScreenStrong. I was looking it up specifically for this, I think since August of 2018. So almost 5 years. I started off as just occasional help here and there. I've worn various hats, mostly behind the scenes. And now I am the IT manager and actual producer for this podcast. So I do all of the editing of every episode. So it will be fun to go back and listen to my own voice and edit that. That'll be interesting. I have a unique perspective on the screen issue because I was both a child of the 90s and the early 2000s. So I grew up with cassettes and CDs and VHSs, but I also remember when DVDs were invented. But I also remember playing Snake on my dad's Nokia brick cell phone. You know, I remember, not to, you know, be facetious, but I remember the olden times, you know, where technology wasn't prevalent in every hangout with my friends. You know, my friends would come over and I was homeschooled, so we would run around like vagabonds in the backyard barefoot, like inventing these worlds and these characters and playing and learning and rolling in the mud. And so I remember those years. And it wasn't really until I joined ScreenStrong that I started to develop the language to kind of identify the changes that I saw as I got older. Mm-hmm. I remember the first touch screen I ever held in my hands was my freshman year of high school. And one of my classmates had one of the first iPod touches.
Oh, wow.
I remember it like it was yesterday because it felt like I was living in a sci-fi movie, you know, because all of a sudden you're touching it and it's interactive and it was mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And then it was like, that's what I wanted for my 16th birthday. You know, my parents were doing the best they could. No one knew about any of this in 2006, 2007. Like, it was all just starting. So I feel like I'm on the tail end of the experimental generation, you know, because I'm the gap where I remember what it was before, but I was still part of the experiment. But compared to a lot of the stories that we hear, you know, parents share with us on a daily basis, I really got the better end of the deal. Even some of the trouble I got into and searching things I shouldn't have and being led astray by friends who are way more into technology and looking up all the bad stuff than I was, I really got off scot-free in a way, but my brother didn't. Mm. We were playing computer games growing up. Right. We played like Reader Rabbit and Clue Finders, games that were meant to be educational, and I didn't retain any of it. You know, it wasn't like I'm like, oh, thank God I played Reader Rabbit because that really set me up for success as an adult. The reason I bring that up is because it devolved over time into introducing video games and getting a PlayStation and a Nintendo 64. And I remember my brother and I, because we were too little, we used to sit on the couch while my dad played like Mario 64 and my dad's not even a gamer, which is, this blows my mind thinking back on it, but he would play like Mario 64 or Lara Croft Tomb Raider was a big one for the PlayStation. Yeah. We would get so invested in it. We would be like screaming at my dad, like, turn. And we would start getting so hysterical, my dad would literally stop it and be like, okay, this is enough. Like, y'all are
taking this too seriously.
Yes, you're taking this way too seriously. This is not real life. You need to calm down. Now, of course, looking back on those memories, I know exactly why we were behaving that way. But at the time, no one had a clue, and not even a clue of what was going on. But that was early on. By the time we were in high school, and I'm 2.5 years older than my brother. So by the time we were in high school, he was really invested in computer games and video games. And I've talked to my mom about it in the past few years, just being involved with Screen Strong. And she said, I knew in my gut that something wasn't right. She's like, I obviously didn't know the brain science behind it. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I knew that when he played the video games, he turned into a different person. So she would ground him, take away all the games for a month. He would get better. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, okay, now he's better. He gets the game back.
Yeah, back to where he started.
Exactly. This like horrifically vicious cycle that no one knew was happening, you know? So my brother really struggled with it. He wouldn't say he did. And I've tried, since joining Screen Strong, I've tried to bring it up with him. And he's just like, we agree to disagree. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's sure, fine. And I would say all of this to his face, by the way. So it's not like I'm talking about him behind his back. We literally talked about this last night. So that's a little bit about my background there. Then after I graduated from college, I nannied for a few years for many different families. And it was around the tail end of my nannying career that I started working for Screen Strong, started getting this language to describe these kids who were becoming addicted to screens. And I started recognizing different screen personalities in kids. And Mandy, I remember you and I having this conversation really early on into our friendship, where I feel like it was at the first conference we went to together. And, you know, the families would come up to the table and I would be like, oh, that kid's addicted to YouTube, or oh, that kid's addicted to Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Because you were like, how are you doing that? Like, how do you know? Yeah. How do you know which screen vice the kid is addicted to? And I was like, because I saw it nannying. I would see all these various different kids, and I started developing these like screen personalities in my head, where I could have a conversation with a child and I could tell you which toxic technology platform they were addicted to, because I started realizing that each of those platforms have their own community and their own flavor to them. And because the kids would be so immersed in it and not having a chance to develop their own identities, they were taking on the personality of the collective of the platform rather than letting their individuality shine.
Yeah.
It was incredibly devastating for me, because then I'm stuck in this position where I have this new knowledge and I'm trying to talk to the parents about it, but I'm not the child's parent. I'm there to take care of them while their parents are working, et cetera. But like, I can't parent them. I can only do what I can do in those couple hours or day that I have them, you know? So it became really discouraging and really was probably the impetus for starting the fire within me about this issue and the passion I have about educating people about the brain science, because for me, you can't argue with the brain science. Right. And it harkened back to my brother's experience of everyone thinking he was a bad kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could have a whole speech about this, and I do talk about it, but it's a real pain point for me in seeing what happened to my brother, seeing the aftermath of that growing up. And sometimes looking at him and looking at my mom and being like, did we grow up in the same house? Mm-hmm. Because our views on the world are so, so drastically different. The only thing I can think of is the screen issue being a massive difference between how the two of us grew up. So now you and I have talked about this. It's like, once the wool gets pulled from your eyes, now you see it everywhere. I use the example of like, because this happened to me a few years ago. I was looking for a new car, looking to buy a new car, and I really wanted a red car. And it's like, as soon as I made the decision that I wanted to buy a red car, all of a sudden, every car that I saw was a red car.
Yep. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Where before I was like, oh yeah, there's a couple of them. Now it's like everyone has a red car, but it's just because I was looking for it. And I feel that way about the screen issue with kids. When you start looking for it, not even actively looking for it, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely everywhere in every facet of your life. And I'm at the age now where a lot of my friends are having kids. So I warned them, like they would tell me they were pregnant. I'm like, I'm so happy for you. Just so you know, I'm going to be a crazy person about screens. And they're like, we know, because, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I mean, I give speeches all the time. I'm like, no, don't give him iPad. She's behaving badly because you're giving her 30 minutes of TV and she just can't handle it. You got to stop. So now my mission is to keep all of my friends' children safe in my immediate community. This is a weird segue, but this is the ambassador program.
Yeah.
Being a pillar in your community, armed with this knowledge and this burning desire to tell people that the train is about to derail, or telling people not to get on the train in the first place because you know it's going to derail.
Yes.
And having that foreknowledge and the education that the ambassador program specifically gives its members is so crucial, because as we say all the time, we're a small team at Screen Strong, but the ambassador program is crucial to helping as many families as possible. Because if we can reach one family at a time, then they can help a family, then that family can help another family. It really is paying it forward, and it really does start with the ambassador program.
Yep, and it really is a ripple effect. Like, nobody knows. I mean, I could go and speak in front of, you know, 100 plus people and hope that a few people go out and make changes. And even if out of 100, you know, 3 or 5 or 10 people say, oh my gosh, this ignited a fire in me, now I'm going to go out.
Yep.
If we have our ambassadors out doing that same thing, I mean, it's an incredible opportunity. And I love the amount of people that we've had lately that are so excited about becoming ambassadors. And it's because, like you just said, when you know this stuff, which it's becoming more and more obvious in our culture and our society, I mean, you see issues about screens on the news now, like the mainstream news, you see it everywhere. And so people have got to start taking notice. And so now we're starting to get like professionals, and not that you have to be a professional to be an ambassador. I mean, I wasn't. I was a mom with a screen story that became really passionate about this.
But the awareness is there, is what you're trying to, the awareness is there. Because even 5 years ago when I first joined, a lot of my correspondence with people in the community was convincing them that it was a problem.
Yes.
So even in the 5 years that I've been with Screen Strong, we're no longer convincing people that, like, believe us, the sky is falling, you know?
Yeah.
But now what's happening is now we're in the solution phase, right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to bring the solutions. And then now we've got the peanut gallery of solutions out there, which is like, oh, contracts, you can manage it, everything in moderation, you know, all the myths that we talk about. That's now, I feel like, where Screen Strong is positioned, is to filter the noise of the solutions that people are trying to come up with.
Yes, and just share these solutions that are working, because now we have the numbers to prove it. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of families now that could say, oh my gosh, you know, and so many more that we'll never hear about, right?
Yep.
So let's go into, Olivia, and I'll have you start this with, so what does it mean to be a Screen Strong ambassador? So we've been talking about this, we've kind of given some hints and clues, but like, let's go into really describe what it is like to be a Screen Strong ambassador.
Absolutely. Ambassadors really are an extension of the core Screen Strong team. Like I said, we can't be everywhere all at once. Mm-hmm. And we really need the support of people who are passionate about the topic to go out and spread this message. That means if you enjoy speaking in front of people, then carrying that message to your school, carrying that message to your church, carrying that message to your Girl Scout, Boy Scout troop, the YMCA, whatever organization you and your family might be a part of, bringing that message to those people to help them. It means assisting in the Facebook group and the Connect group and helping families across the globe, because we have families all over the place with similar questions. There's just so many of them. And it's helping us take care of them and taking care of people in general. one of the biggest things that we ask new ambassadors, like in during the registration and vetting process, is how familiar are you with the Screen Strong message? Because we have a very bold message. We have the lane that we are driving the car through, which is no contracts, no negotiations. We are telling you these screens are toxic, and take a good look at what you're doing in your family if you're experiencing these problems. Melanie, our founder, always likes to say that childhood only lasts so long and high school is only 48 months, right? Yep. So that we have a very specific period of time in which we have our kids under our roof to really give them the life skills and executive function skills that they need to be successful. Screen Strong is not a screen-free message, but we're very clear about not including toxic screens in our kids' lives, which includes video games, social media, and pornography. And we have our core values, which reflect that, which I can share those. Mandy, do you want me to share the core values?
Yeah, go ahead and just share our core values. That'd be great.
Okay, so our core values are to build healthy families, because we believe that family connections and values are stronger when parents' influence and leadership is greater than peers and screen culture. We also believe in eliminating toxic screens. We're not arguing that technology can be a useful tool, right? But toxic screen use, like I just said, video games, social media, pornography is harmful and is not mandatory for children because it can't be balanced. You don't balance things that are toxic to you. The next one is develop life skills, because like I said before, life skills are more important than screen skills for young children. Anyone can learn how to use the computer or a phone, but you need to know how to talk to people and look them in the eye when you're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. The next one is to prioritize authentic relationships, because screen kids are lonely kids. And they need in-person friendships and connections, both with their family, peers, friends, all of the above, in order to be well-rounded kids. Or the last one is to delay addictive screens. You know, in an ideal world, we would delay all toxic screens forever and ever and ever. That's kind of a tall order to ask for. But in our dream, basically what we're just saying is delay the use of addictive and toxic screens, because it is the best prevention for screen dependency. So we tell the ambassadors, do these make sense to you? Are you following them in your own home? Because we want to give you the tools to first take care of your own kids, mm-hmm. and then move to the bigger advocacy of helping Screen Strong. And we're not condemning anyone in their struggle. Like, if people are still in the middle of their journey and figuring it out, that's totally fine. It's okay to struggle, but it's hard to be an advocate for something that you're still working through.
Right.
And then the other big thing that we tell the ambassadors is that becoming an ambassador gives you the credibility in your own community to say, hey, I'm a spokesperson for this organization, and they have backed me, they have trained me, they've given me the tools to give you the help that you need. And that's such a big piece of the puzzle. So we're not all on an island unto ourselves, and we're kind of under this unified mission of this is what we believe and this is what we're going to give you. And so that's what we tell ambassadors to recruit them, get them into the registration process, and then see if they're a good fit for Screen Strong.
Yeah. And I really think that these, you know, our core values are awesome to just kind of determine that. And as you listen to them today, you might be thinking, yeah, all of those resonate with me. This is exactly what I want to do. Or one of them might feel a little off to you because maybe you're not totally there yet. And that's okay. And that's what I always tell potential ambassadors, is we all are on our own journey. I mean, maybe in my heart, I was ready to be an ambassador immediately when I heard this message, but I knew I needed to work through it with my kids first and get us to a point where then I could feel good about mm-hmm. the results we were getting too. I mean, that's a big part of it. Once I was getting results, I'm like, oh my word, I have to share this with everybody. Okay, so what do you receive from Screen Strong when you're an ambassador? I have a lot of people that will come up to me at the end of my presentation and say, okay, what do I do? How do I become an ambassador? So besides agreeing with all of our core values and realizing, you know, Screen Strong's got a bold message, are you in? What you get access to is awesome. So basically, you have access to all of our courses. Okay, so right now, our lifestyle course consists of Kids, Brains, and Screens, which is our educational piece, our solutions piece, and then the Screen Strong 30-Day Challenge. And then, of course, we have our amazing student course that's coming in this fall. So with that, you'll have access to all those courses. So right there, that is like besides the certification training you take, which is on our presentation, our 90-minute ambassador slide deck, that's what the basic training is on. But this, having access just to all of our courses, is incredible training right there. And you can learn on your own speed. Mm-hmm. You will have exclusive ambassador only forum on our Connect group. And that's awesome. That's where everything kind of lives. That's where you'll find your, you know, PowerPoint presentations that you can use. You'll find editable event flyers if you've got an event coming up, your education sheets, a media kit, this type of thing. Basically, we've just tried to think of everything, and it's all branded, ScreenStrong branded, so you don't have to recreate any wheels. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, look, if you're passionate about this and you want to go out and talk about it, we have everything you need. And we also have the community. So you have additional resources throughout the year, including our group check-ins we'll do via Zoom. And those are very informal, but just a way for us to get to know each other and see how we're doing. And then, of course, we have continuing education on varieties of screen topics throughout the year as well. And those are usually just like a webinar format that's recorded and you can access it later or you can join us live. And that's typically on just different topics. And in that Connect group in your forum, there's lots of stuff from the past that you can go back and be trained on as well. Mm-hmm. So just to sum that up, you just get a plethora of information and resources and just the connection too, and us backing you, you know, as your team. So we're in your corner and we love our ambassadors and everything they're doing. Okay, so maybe you are thinking to yourself, I don't really think I want to be an ambassador because you're not comfortable being in front of a crowd. But maybe you're going, hey, I could be the person here to get an ambassador to come to my community. I have contacts with my church or with my school or my PTA or that type of thing. So what can we do for you as ambassadors? Well, we offer in-person events or we call them workshops. So in-person workshops or webinars. They all typically run about 90 minutes long. And the in-person ones are my favorite because you can do a Q&A at the end and it's just a lot more personable because you can see people's faces. But webinars, you know what? This is one way that technology is used for good. And we love our webinars as well. And I've even had schools gather people together, like all in one place and offer a dinner or something and then put me up on the screen with a webinar. It feels a little weird on my end because I can't see my audience. But you know what? It's still just as awesome. And we still get a great response from that. Ambassadors also can help run small groups and take people through our course. And then, of course, they're there to offer one-on-one support. So our ambassadors are there to help you. And if you're even just a parent listening that says, hey, I'm in this area, do you think there'd be an ambassador willing to talk to me about my situation? I'm sure we could find you somebody.
Just to hop in for a second, Mandy, if you are looking to see if there is an ambassador in your immediate area, you can do one of two things. You can visit screenstrong.org/ambassadors. where we have our interactive map that covers the entire globe, and you can find your country, your state, and when you click on it, it will list the ambassadors in that state organized alphabetically by city. And it will also have the contact information for that specific ambassador. The other thing you can do is make sure that you are on Connect, ScreenStrong Connect, which is our free online forum, which you can also find through the website by going to screenstrong.org/community. On ScreenStrong Connect, we have listed every state and every country where we have ambassador representation. So that might be another way for you to find an ambassador, but then you could also join those spaces and start speaking to other families in your area as well.
Okay, so that was a lot of information. I know this is a very packed podcast with lots of random information, but here's the thing you need to know going forward. What's next? I'm just going to review this real quick. So if you're at all interested in becoming an ambassador, you're going to go to screenstrong.org/ambassadors and fill out the interest form. And remember, it's not a commitment. It's just the first step in the process. And you and I will chat. If you would like to connect with an ambassador in your area, you're going to check out the interactive map on our website to contact the ambassador directly if you find one in your area. Or you can always go to screenstrong.org/workshops. And we will be in touch with you about scheduling a workshop, in-person or webinar with one of our ambassadors. Of course, do not forget to join us on Connect as well. And that is going to be we've mentioned it a million times, I know, but we're going to keep mentioning it because we want you over there. Facebook's awesome, but also not being on social media is even better. So come join us on ScreenStrong Connect and connect with other people that are like-minded like you. So thank you guys all for listening today. I hope everybody enjoyed learning a little bit more about Olivia, who's always behind the scenes, but always makes this podcast sounds amazing. And it's also the backbone of our ambassador program. So thank you, Olivia, for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Okay, so remember, we've got your back and we are here to help you remove the screen conflicts from your home. So until next time, stand up for your kids, stand out from the crowd, and stay strong.